All right.
So what we left off with was just considering the particular issue of the relationship between Tumas Ochlin and Machal Sesuros and Tumas Nevela. We were up to the last of the four possibilities. The first possibility is that they have the same standard. In both cases, the Manachal Shenifsal constitutes an Ochel. It's Mekabel Tumah, and it's still Usser. It still can become Usser. That's the sheet of the Ravid. And then we saw the opposite opinion, right? The Meiri, who took the Rambam side on the question of Kabbalah's Tumah. He thought that Pash Ifsha Benifsala Mila'achol Le'adam is not Mekabel Tumah. And he thought that that was true because we hold that when it comes to Nevela Shenisrucha, we pass like Rabbi Shimon, that Nevela Shen really care. It's Nisrucha Afrakach. Paka, the Yisur's Paka, again, the same sort of thing as he says, Shein Kriya Ochel. And that's how he explained why the Gemara doesn't say that, because the Gemara is going for the other Shita, but we, Paskin, that Nevela Shein Ru'u Ligar in Kriya Nevela. And then we saw that the Rambam seems to take the third position. He's Mechalik. He thinks that it is not Mechalik Tumah, but we argued, right, that the Rambam held like Rabbi Meir, that it is still Usser. We suggested three understandings of it. Which right now. But the fourth position is the one that we're talking about now, which is probably the most shown him, which is that it is Mekabel Tumah, but it is Paka, Isuro, Malchus Isuro, and no Tumas Nevela. And the question of the inconsistency, or the question of the juxtaposition of these two views, is something that I mentioned, I showed you, Rabbeinu David actually raises outright, just says, you know, after making the argument that we paskin Nevela Shinru Leger, meaning Nevela Shenisrucha Paka Isuro. So if that's true, then why? How is it also the fact that, as the price says, Pashir Isha Benitzel Mechel LeAdam is Mitamei Tumas Ochlin? And the answer was basically that's the Gemara's point, that there's a difference between Tumah Kala and Tumah Chamura. He interprets the Gemara there. This is on Daf Lamed. He interprets the Gemara there to be saying in Bechoros. With the Ramban, assume that there's a chiluk between Nevela, Tumas Ochlin, one being Kal, one being Chamor. Of course, it doesn't explain, though, the substantive point, okay, and what's the explanation for that? Meaning, that's true, we're on Kalai, okay, but, you know, what does that mean? What does that leave us? Right, that's what he says. Again, that was the question he asked. So that's just reciting the, based on his interpretation, that's what the Gemara means. That's just reciting the fact that the Gemara says so, but that doesn't explain it, right? That doesn't explain why, you know, why that's true, but he says that's what the Gemara says. Tuma Abdikele, behind Tumas Ochlin, Tumas Shenefarish, about Tuma Chamura, behind Tumas Nevelos, and Mutami Kimish Nisim and the whole other Mishum Shenekrubi Nevela. And that's what Barbara does, saying, okay. And he acknowledges that there are other opinions. Rabbi Yochanan Damar Echa Zev Echa Zel Kelev. So he says, Hadar Mein Hassan, the Lord Darish Nevela Shenri Leger, and Akri Nevela, Lamute Serucha Mekara. Rabbi Yochanan seems to say what I think, and this is if I had to suspect. If you ask me, like, you know, to get into the Ram's mindset, I would suspect if you ask Ram, why do you pass him that way, he would say, Rabbi Yochanan seems to say, in the Gemara there, in Bechoros, Rabbi Yochanan seems to say that you require Nisal Ad Kelev, right? That Nevela Shenisrucha Milachol Adam is not, Ein Ru'u Leger, is not a Matir, requires Ad Kelev. Yet Tosos struggled with that point, but thought you would be Mechalik in the end between Tumas Nevela and even Rabbi Yochanan Mechalik, but Rambam, as we argued, did not. So he actually mentions, you know, Umanda Darish Haki Lesley No Sin Gam Mutter, and that's a problem because don't we assume enough talent comes about here? So that's what he says. Kvar hukshas ebetosos, they come up on malar. You really wish Rabbeinu David had written everything he needed to write in the Sfarim that survived. It's like a good lesson, you know. Write it where you
seize the
space where you're writing. But anyway, the basic question is a good one. And the question is, where does it leave us? So I think here there are likely two possibilities. I don't think it makes much sense to consider the idea that that really in a chinami there's no shema ochel. We would say it's not ochel, and yet it's mekabel tumah. that it offends the sensibilities. It has to be that this is qualifying for that, because that's the pasuk. So obviously, you can't say, I think, that the reason that it's paka yisur is because it's not a shema ochel, and yet it's mekabel tumah. That doesn't make sense. I think there are two other possibilities. One, possible say that it has a shema ochel, and for that reason is mekabel tumah, but the din of nevela u'ilager is an additional condition. For an item to be aser ba'achila, it needs to be, number one, an ochel, and number two, this is what the pasuk is saying, has to be u'ilager. Not just any ochel, which the Torah asers, but specifically the ochel, so long as it's ru'i l'ger. Just an added condition, legabe iser ha'achila. The only thing then is that the transition between iser ha'achila and tumas nevela is not as obvious. Because if it's just a condition, legabe iser ha'achila, so then iser ha'achila is not chal, because this is what the pasuk is telling us. When it comes to isuri ha'achila, it's not just any ochel, it's only so long as it's still ru'i l'ger. But it's still an ochel, we should still consider it nevela, and therefore we should still say that it's mitami. Unless you say that lagabe nevela, at least, the shein nevela depends on its being ruya. The shein nevela depends on its being ruya. So it's still an ochel, but maybe right. Not nevela. I mean, that would be how you'd get it, that yeah. On one hand it is mekabel tumah. But on the other hand, it's not available. I don't know why Nevela would have to be tied to that. But
yeah.
I agree. I don't know why that would be. I'm just reconstructing that. On the one hand, we're saying it is an ochel, mekabel tumah. But on the other hand, there's a condition that not every ochel is usur. And then also we're getting from the fact that it's just not a shein nevela. That's a
hagdar from machal hasur is different than the hagdar of tumas ochel.
Well, I didn't even say that. What I said was that the classification as ochel is the same, but it isn't enough to be an ochel to be achila.
Okay.
You know, so what I'm saying is it's not that the classifications change, but not every ochel is us. The real trouble, you follow that, right?
Yeah, I follow the theory. I understand the words you're saying.
Is there a but? What?
Not sure why.
The question is, what is the Torah saying when it says that it has to be ru'i l'ger? Maybe it's just saying that this is just the din, that it's only going to be us so long as it's ru'i l'ger. Again, you can think of it however you want. Hashivas, whatever. The point is, the main point I'm making is, it's not just ochel. It doesn't just depend on ochel. But, as I say, the weak part of it is, why isn't it metamic nevela? It seems like it's not a nevela. But if you were to say just that the chiddush of the pasuk is it's not nikra nevela, then l'chora that would not be something you could build a klal off of in general, for general machalas asuros. In other words, if you say that the point is it's not nevela, so then really you're kind of erasing it as a condition to be applied, broadly speaking, in isuri achila, because your real point is, the Torah says, lo selchu nevela, there's a condition here that's describing what to find as a nevela. It's not defined as a nevela if it's not in your ligare. So maybe it's just not a nevela, therefore it won't be even time to a nevela. But how does that, if the Torah answers chametz, let's say, and it's not ru'uya, so do we know that it's the shame of chametz depends on its being ru'uya? That the shame of chametz, the status classification as chametz, it's harder to say that that's like a broad, just every particular shame the Torah answers. The thing in which is being ushered is defined as such only if it's ruya. I guess you could say that, but it's in economics, it's a little bit of a weak point. There are other ways to get around this. You might understand the limit a little different as actually applying to two different contexts. The point that's relevant for Isuri Achila is just the Isuri Achila point. Okay, either way, that would be one way to say it, and that's, I think, an open question. The disfavored Fakira in Arya's mind, I think, is still a question that you'd have to ask anyway. The way you can formulate it is, the Gemara said in Bacharos and Avazara that Suchamei Kara, Lefi Yerbi Shimon, there's no Havamina, because it's Afra Ba'ama. It's just dust, it's not Ochel at all. You did need a Pasuk, though, for something which is Nisra. So apparently I didn't know it was Afra Ba'ama. And the question you can ask is, what is the Pasuk telling me? Your assumption is, I guess, Arya, it's obvious to you the Pasuk is telling you it is Afra Ba'ama. But that doesn't have to be. I mean, it could also be, it's not afar ba'ama, that's why you need the pasuk. And the pasuk is telling you, ba'afa pichain, it's not asr, you're only asr so long as it's ru'iyah. So it's ochel, it's not afar ba'ama, that's true even the maskana, but the Torah's kiddush is, it's not subject to the isr. If we take the latter, then we can, as I say, easily explain the fact that it is makabtum. That's the one possibility. The alternative is to say what you were saying, which is that shame ochel actually depends on the context. There's ochel for different things. I mentioned yesterday that this is a question that comes up in another context. I'll just point out one. It's again in Erevin on Chavzayim Kuches mentions a few chumim, a few areas of halacha where the issue of ochel.
Huh?
Because it's Erevin. Yeah, but happens not to be better. Meaning it comes up there fine. But yeah, good pointing out of the point.
Just spacing it up for the white Torah listeners.
So the Gemara quotes some context: Kesef Meiser, Chiyamasos in this truism. There's all these things that require Ofel Lachora. And Kabbalah Summa, and it's possible to have things which deviate, as an example, Shkedim Marim, at least according to some, is considered Ochel in certain areas, and in some cases it isn't. So that's something that can be looked up and tracked more generally. But maybe that's what we have here, and the Chiddush here would be that the standard in Tumas Ochlin, either it's more expansive or it's just different, but either way, what emerges is that L'inyan, Tumas Ochlin, it actually is considered to be Ochel. Whereas it's not ochel in the context of Israel Echidah, in the context of Tumas Avela, but that's just a different standard. Maybe that's what they have in mind. If it's in terms of Kala Kamura, what is our standard for, what is the threshold for being considered ochel? Maybe. Okay, so Akan, the relationship between Tumas Ochel and Israel Echidah. One question that one can wonder about, just reflecting on the Shitas Ha-Osrim, those who think that Chamech Nifsal, Me'achilas Adam, Kodma Pesach, has, cultural Chamech Allah. One question one can wonder about is the din of Nosin Tamil Gam for Chametz. There are two deos in Rishonim about this, both of them cited in the tour. We generally paskin, right, Nosin Tamil Gam is Mutter. Yeah. What about Bechametz? So we say Nosin Tamil Gam is Mutter. Right, and obviously the onus is on those who paskin that Nosin Tamil Gam is Aser Bechametz. Why is it different than regular? But the issue debated, the issue at bay, is whether the din of Nosin Tamil Gam Mutter is applicable to Isuri Mashalu. It happens to be an extremely important machlokas, the Gavin of Talmud Gam, Rishonim that argue there's no heter of Nosin Talmud Gam for Yisurim Mashu, explain that Nosin Talmud Gam, the heter is based on the fact that we just neutralize the Tam. It's not a Tam Ha'oser. But Yisur Mashu is obviously not Mishun Tam, because anyway, if it's 1 in 1,000 or even 1 in 61, we assume there's no Tam. So it's not Tamo, which Asers, and therefore there's no Heter of Nosin Tam of Gam. And the Rishonim of Counter say, but they argue that even if it were Be'en, we still have Halacha of Nevelish in Ru'i Lager. In essence, they're basically saying Nosin Tam of Gam Mutter is not just that there's no shame to see as Tam in it, it's that it's not an Isser thing to be giving off Tam. It's not an Isser thing at all. It's just the fact that Nosin Tam of Gam is Mutter is a reflection of the fact that the thing itself is not really Asser now. So that's getting into that. That's not obvious either, and that were our topic. We'd analyze it, but either way, that's the background to the machlokas about whether or not Nosin Tamil Gam applies to chametz is that question: does it apply to Isuri Mashu? And by the way, the assumption is that chametz is Asur B'Mashu. This is against the psak of Rav Meir Tam. Well, that is not Yel Halacha. Chametz is not Asur B'Mashu, but only Benosin Tam. It has to do with the Sugya of Avodah Zarah. What we take to be the criterion for Isur Mashu for the Maskana. But either way, we can ask regarding the Shitas HaOsrim of Chametz Lifnei HaPesach, Shitas HaLalu, shouldn't we Aser it regardless? And here I have in mind particularly Shitas Rabbeinu David and the Rana. That Chametz is an exception. The fact that it's Aser, even though it's Nifsal, it's because Roy L'Chameh Ba'isus HaKeros, right? We have the concept of Seor. Therefore, there's no heter mishum nevela shein ri lager l'gabei chametz. Okay, so now shouldn't the conclusion be that therefore Nosin Tamil Gam is usher not because Isuri Mashu don't have the heter of Nosin Tamil Gam, but because chametz, the basis for the heter of Nosin Tamil Gam does not apply to chametz. Shouldn't that be our conclusion? And who raises this question? So we're going to dub it actually does not.
The Ron
kind of, it's Man, very interesting to compare the two. What?
Look confused me.
What?
Same color as Ron.
Oh, you were guessing based on the color.
No, I remember.
There's also no Rosh Bron.
I think I used that save for learning.
So it just happens to be fascinating to compare the Ron. This is both the Ron all the Riff. I think it's substantially the same. The Ron all Riff and the Ron institution here, to the Rina David, which it's clearly drawn from. The Ron makes the question about Nosatam Kam. It's not clear that issue is really something which Rina David is raising at all. But the Ron, just a textually interesting point, the Ron and Daf Lamed there, basically the question, the way that the question came up in the Gemara was, Rashi understood that the basis of Shitas Rav and Nisuki there on Daf Lamed was that Nosin Talmud of Gam in Pesach is Aser. What? Yeah. The Rashi says the basis of Pesach there of Yisharu, we don't pass on.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Then he says, because Sabar Nosin Tamil Gamas. Avalasil Kabase, Mishra Tame, one Paskin Nosin Tamil Gamas in Mutter, the other, we also Paskin Lakas Manas. But the Rishonim, all the Rishonim asked the question. If Rav, his position here is that Nosin Tamil Gamas is Usir, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah actually says it's a suffix. We don't know. The Gemara asks, it's a question. Whether or not Nasatam Gam is Asr Mutter, why doesn't the Gemara just quote Rav here? Rav says Nasatam Gam is Asr. Basically, why shouldn't this be used to settle when we're debating about whether Nasatam Gam is Mutter Asr? Why didn't anybody mention Rav? I mean, why can't you prove from here that it's Asr? So, this is where the Rishonim discuss. One answer, this is where some of the Rishonim suggest, that Chametz is an exception because Isuri Mashu are an exception to the heter of Nasatam Gam. So basically, it's agreeing with Rashi. It's not that he thinks Nosin Tamil Gam is Mutter in general. It's that he thinks there's no Heter of Nosin Tamil Gam, it's Suri Mashu. Then that's where the Ron disagrees. Because Lo Nahir, the man the Shari, Nosin Tamil Gam, in the Vela Shain or Ilagar Gamar Law, the Lo Shman of Elo, became the field of Pugam, but Eno Usser, he has the answer to Haru Vosos. This is like the background of the discussion about whether or not Nosin Tamil Gam is Usser or Bechamitz. So the man Dara who held it is, held because it's Suri Mashu, and Suri Mashu don't get the Heter. And the Ron's response, this is a standard in the Rishonim, the response to that is that the heter of Nosin Tamil Gam is not a din that doesn't count as Nosin Tamil. It's a din that it doesn't count as Usser. The ban itself wouldn't be Usser. So if the ban itself wouldn't be Usser, how can you say that it would be Usser b'mashu? Right? Because of the mashu. We came to feel pugum, but you know Usser, hey, after Usser terugusa. Okay. So then he turns to Chitema, Imkain, this is the central equivalent, the Imklisho, Mahu. But look, he formulates a question about Nosin Tamil Gam. If he came in Cain, Hechi Arminin Perak Elu Ovrin, the Pashish from Nisal Melech Adam, Bekev Yachal Ochem, and Thomas Mosochlin, Vahami Kevan Shinif Sala Melech Adam, Bekev Yachal Ochel, and Rudy Gerv, and Karina Vela. So that's where Rina David ends. And he just sounds like he's done with the previous point. Now he's just making a separate point, which is, seems like there's an incongruity here between, you know, what's an Ochel for the purpose of Nevela and what's an Ochel for the purpose of Mosochlin. Ron is interested in much more than that. He's saying, he says, "V'hami kibbutz mizul lachelam ve'akel gachal ochel ain't really gerbein a kriin nevela." Ella mashma the chametz pesach afilu pagum aser. Right. The fact is that we paskin paschen nishal of an efsel lachol adam is chayevus bebiur, even though if we were to talk about the standard, the nevela shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. What do I see from here? I see that we don't hold that chametz pesach has the heder of nevela shouldn't be. That's an issue that Rebbe doesn't pursue. The Ron did. He steers it in a different direction. To pursue this, the question that I'm asking, if you hold that there's an exception about chametz, and why is it? Because seor, so okay, but then shouldn't we say Nosin Tamil Gam is usher? Because even pogum and echanamit, the Nevela Shinul Gear standard does not apply. Lav raya hi, do the inyan tumas oklin, hainu taimam ishum de tumma kala ad the kelakis of the vichoros, but in service of matzmei of pesach. So again, now he's back with the Yerubin David, and the question is how that fit into his questioning. And then he brings it back to the issue. Okay, so question obviously going to be, well, what's the answer? He asks the question. He says, we see from this Gemara, Pasha Yifsha, that there's no heter of nevelo in a ruhi lager the gabe chametz. Inasmuch as that's true, shouldn't we say no stam gam is us?
it should be a braya just for everyone else, or
no? Because they don't explain it. I look, they didn't see any rishon that actually advocates a position
like
that no sitam gam is usher because chametz is an exception to the nevelah shel neger. They argue that it's suri mashu. They are, you know, the reason is chametz is not, is you know part of a broader exception. The broader exception being suri mashu. What?
It just doesn't. Well, it's not applicable.
It's not applicable for a different reason
because
it belongs. Chametz is one of the suri mashu, not because chametz is an exception to the principle that was the basis for the heder. But the Ron is addressing him. Why not? And what's his answer? That's the question. His answer was Bilin Tumas Ochlin Hain Time Mishum the Tumak Kala Ali Kalib Minister Bas Mandeva Hain Time Mishi Uyla Shakal Khameva Yis Sakiros. He just asked him to carry that over. So it's because of Yis Sakiros. Questions obviously. What? So? That's why it's an exception. But isn't the question, Ron? For whatever reason it's an exception. It's an exception. And if that's true, if there's no din of heter nevela she'in ru'u liger legabe chametz, so however you want to explain it, you just give me why that is. Great. But my point is, and therefore shouldn't we say nosin tam gam is not mutter, because in fact if it were be'eno, if it were be'en, it'd be usher. So he's just explained to us why it's an exception. But l'chora, the issue is not, you know, why is it an exception? The question was, given that it's an exception to the principle of in and of nevelah shel neger, that in general, the way the Ron understood, we pass in nevelah shel neger. We pass in nevelah shel neger is pakash in nevelah. It's mutter, right? And that the fact that nevelah shel neger is mutter is the reason why nosin tam gam, again without getting into how that you get from one to the other. Point is, the Gemara says that's the basis for the heter of nosin tam gam being mutter. Right? So, once I know that the nevelah shel neger heter be'en does not apply to chametz, for whatever reason, for the Ron, it's because of mechamei yisus acheros, and there's a din se'or, etc., etc. Okay, but once that's the case, how can you pass in, how can you be matir, nosin tam gam?
By chametz,
by chametz.
Yeah.
But his answer was, no, the point of the chametz was just that, it was roi lechamei. So that isn't clear to me. I think you could understand to be saying, I think this is what we would probably want to say for him, that essentially the inclusion of Isser Sa'or and Isser Chametz only impacts the Isser Chametz, but not the Isser of Nosin Tam. Now, in making that, you know, in saying that, we would be assuming a couple things. Number one, we would be assuming that what somebody violates with nosin tam, when there's an iser hanosin tam, is not that particular iser, the lav of nevela, let's say. It's not that you violate the lav of losach l'kol nevela when there's tam nevela b'kedera, but a general iser of tam. That's a general question. What the makor and the source of the, for the, this is a, you know, classic Yoredeya topic. Native here. You know, what's the level of Isser Tam Kiikar? First of all, is it Deraisa Derbanan? But many who think it is Deraisa, there are some who think it's Derbanan, but many think it's Deraisa. So what is the Makar for that? That's a question debated by Rishonim. The Tam of Lamamasho, this is a real fun sheet, the Tam of Lamamasho, Asurva in Lokan love. And the question is, why not? So some say, Mikan, you see that it's only Isser Derbanan, Rashi. Right, you see, Tom Kiker is only Durabah, because that's why you're Logan. Others give different other answers, though. Others say, because even if it's Daraisa, but either it's in Isarase, Kuli Nachrim, or some other mitzvah, or we actually saw this, if you guys remember, the Rashba in Tarsa Bias, and in Kulan, I think. We did this when we were talking about the topic of Logan al-Hanos, says it's Kechati Shir. Right, and he says it's only midin ribui and lokin al ribui. That's an important question in of itself. But the point that emerges is that there seems to be a debate about whether or not that's true. Rashi seems to have assumed that if Tom Yeager were Daraisa, the Isser would be Isser Nevela or Isser Trefa. Right, that it's the Isser I violate is Trefa when I eat. Something which has tam trefa, And therefore, the only so you should get malchus. It's a law in the Torah that we know you get malchus for. So if I don't get malchus, it must be because these are the under a bun. These other Rishonim didn't agree, and some of them it's clear that that isn't true. In fact, that there's a separate issur. There's a separate makor. It's not an azhara. You don't violate the azhara of what's the goal of this. Some sound like you're saying you do violate it. It's just that you're not looking for this azhara. But obviously, those who, for instance, say that it's only a din aseh, an issur aseh. They don't. They think that that's not a issur of losal kol nevela. Yeah. So that's just a general question. So coming back to our case, l'chora Ron would have to be assuming, right, that the issur that one violates, let's say for taham chametz, would not be lo ya'achel chametz, because that issur has been shown to not have an exception for the nevela ruya l'ger, because it's a chametz or iser, so it's not, you're not mafkia that. L'chora the Ron was assuming that you don't buy chametz, but a separate din, and the Ron's second assumption would have to be that the iser hasa'or does not affect that second din. And that it depends on how you understand Nosa Dam Kam, but if you take the two together, then you could understand the Ron is saying there's an exception for lo yachal chametz. There's nobody said anything about an exception, and in fact the sa'or does not impact the Isser of Guli Nachum, let's say. Guli Klevijim. The Isser Aseh of this other point. That's something which doesn't have an exception of, you know, Sa'or Chametz. Again, none of that is obvious, but it's just something that I think needs to be raised. I should mention that the Ravid, and for that matter the Rambam, the question, who also thinks that Machal Shnitzel is in Mutter, the whole question doesn't really apply as much. Because really the question for the Ravid and the Rambam, if a Paskin like Rabbi Meir, so then what is the basis for, you know, the question really is a Nosa Talmud Kam question, just more on the first principle, that the basis for Nosa Talmud Kam being Mutter is Nevela Shen Ruya L'Ger. Or if you Paskin like Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Shimon, that you already don't believe that that's true. And then the whole subsequent pursuit here doesn't apply anymore. So the Ravid, you wouldn't have this question, you have a different question, a more basic question about Nosa Talmud Kam. You wouldn't have this question. The Ravid apparently doesn't believe that the heter of Nosa Talmud Kam is Mishum Nevela Shein Ruya L'Ger. So the whole question doesn't apply. Okay.
Can you explain that one more time?
Yeah, in other words, this question is really only apt for those who accept the basic assumption, that which is the Gemara's really, that the Yisoda heter of Nosa Talmud Kam is the Rabbi Shimon ben Nevela Ruya L'Ger.
Oh, okay, fine, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then you have this question, okay, so take that, we know that. Now we also know that Chametz is an exception to Nevela Ruya L'Ger, for whatever reason, shouldn't we say Nosa Talmud Kam is in Mutter? The question doesn't apply to the Ravid, because he doesn't agree with this point. Now that's a question. Well, you know, so what is the basis for Nosa Talmud Kam? And I'm not really touching on that. I'm just saying that if it's not Nevela Shein Ruya L'Ger, like, you know, because we pass on like Rabbi Shimon, if it's not that, then you have a question about what the basis is, but the point is that the rest of the subsequent issue with the application of chametz does not emerge.
Right.
We don't know. I don't know if we, you know, without getting a good handle on what the basis for the heter of Nosa Talmud Kam is, we can't really analyze so much whether or not we should think chametz would be an exception. But it may not have anything to do with machal shenifsal. And if that's true, then chametz shouldn't be any different than from anything else. Moreover, for the Ravid also is actually, as we said, probably consistent with the Jin generally. So it's just a different analysis of the Ravid, but the point is this issue doesn't come up. Okay, so Akan, we discussed first the Shita Samatirim Lagamri. Right, we noted just simply that on three potential arguments, they, you know, have a good case to make that this is just consistent, Chamish Nifsal, Melechol, La'adam, being Mutter, you know, Lechol, but Pesach, is consistent with the general, you know, the general principles that would govern either Nevela Shein Ruya L'Ger, Shein Ruya Shimon, that Machal Shenifsal is Mutter, or perhaps even in the Fear of Meir, this would be defined as Shulchan Meikara, or perhaps Shloka Kederach, right? Shloka Kederach Achila. So they have good arguments to make. Then we now look into the opposing Shita that holds that it's Aser, you know, it just has the regular Din of Chametz, and what they do with those three things. Now I just want to turn, finish up with the other opinions, in particular the two opinions that we projected of being mechalik between different dinim. Right? The dinim on the sugya on Chavalav are sugya, and the dinim on the sugya in the sugya on Daf Memhei and Tisva. And here we said in both directions, opinion HaMechalik number one, overall opinion number three, was to assume that it's Chamech Nifsal Melechol Adam is Mutter. And the Gemara here is actually talking about even Lechol Adam, like Tzvi and Aryeh Sefer Rashi, and also, who else we see? So Sassam is well earlier already. We know what it is. It was in. But anyway, the point that this is mutter le'achol, that nislam mi'achol adam is already mutter. But reading the sugyan memhei beis pshuto, the Tosefta says that nislam mi'achol le'adam is still chayav as rebiur. So we suggest maybe being mechalik that it is in fact mutter b'achil v'na, but it's still chayav as rebiur. How do we understand that? How do we understand that, Shita?
Can we also give another answer, like,
natural wise,
as in this is like outside
factor. That was my fifth point,
yeah.
I'm saying the Shita that are Mechalkim, correct, that was a different possibility. But let's say the projected Shita that is Mechalik, how do we understand that? I mean, how are we to understand that on the one hand it's Mudda Lechol, on the other hand it's Chayav Zavi, or presumably you Vali Bar Yod Bar Yimatzeh? I think here there are two possibilities, and I think the simplest and easiest one to say is to take the assumption that why is it that it's mutter b'achila? That's the simplest thing to say here. Which yisod ahead there is most easily and obviously given to being restricted to be mutter b'achila alone?
Mechalas Aseres?
What? Mechalas Aseres?
In
other words, to say that there is a basis to be mutter here, but it doesn't impact, but it would leave intact the yisuri by your rabbi, you might say, in the chiyuv bior. This is how I think we should think about it. What would do that? What would the reason we said three possibilities? Why would it be mutter to eat chamish nifsal melechol adam? If you think that that's true, why is that? What would that be based on? What are the possibilities? Either should be Shimon ben Nevela Ruy the Ger that machal shanis nifsal mutter, or Nevela Ruy the Ger even the Yerim Meir, assuming this is a fine Siruach Meikara. So both of those are based on Nevela Shimri the Ger. Or, what? Depending, what do the Rambam say is the reason that machal shanis nifsal mutter?
Oh, because
in
Erech Yosem.
Shalok in Erech Achila.
So that would be the one.
Yeah.
Because that would only play
Achila. Oh, so that's the simplest thing to say. Why? Right? That the basis for Chametz being mutter, and presumably you would say the basis for Machash and Nisal, or at least a basis for Machash and Nisal being mutter in general, is Shalok Derech Achila. Shalok Derech Hamach, Shalok Derech Achila B'chach. Right? That's why. It's just not normal to eat the bread this way. If you think that is so, it's very easy to see why that might impact Chametz, the Achila, but nothing else. Because that is so, as you mentioned, isn't the din, doesn't reflect the status of the item at all, it just reflects on what you're doing to it, and in particular whether or not it violates achila. Right, so the act of achila, the maisa achila, is sufficient, so you're not going to violate the isur achila when you eat it like that. But it's very easy to see why that you would say, okay, but you're still going to be over by your abayi matzah, and you're still going to have to be chai bir, because it's still chametz. It's still ochel, it's still chametz. We haven't touched that. That's all still the case. So that could be a very simple explanation for why you would say, on the one hand, that it's mutter b'achila v'ana, and yet it's usher be it's chayav b'vior b'ar b'ar. It happens to be that I mentioned when we first outlined this possibility that the precedent for this is a very closely related precedent is chametz muksha. Lefi das Rashi, right? That was the initial that the Rambam had with Rashi, that if you say it over means right, the Mishnah there had mentioned two kinds of chametz. One was our Rabbis comment, and the other, the Gemara, does, the Mishnah doesn't use the term, but the Gemara does chametz muksha. And what does el over mipesach mean? So Rashi said it means that you violate bayir bayimatzeh. So the Rinnan Tam was very bothered by this. He says, how can that be? That's just a double pasuk in the Mishnah that the lean bailey filog that el over you violate bayir bayimatzeh when we're not even sure that you violate isra achila. In fact, there's machlokis about achila. And even the day of the holds that you are over, it's only because of a riboy, but we don't have a riboy regarding Bayer Bayi Matzeh. So A, there's a day that holds that it's Mudjer Be'Achila, there's no Isser. And B, even the day that holds that it's Usser is only because of a specific riboy that got Be'Achila. But then how do you know that it would be over Bayer Bayi Matzeh? So the answer that what the Pnei Yeshua would suggest, I think it does just, it mean what emerges from Rashi is, either you could say that we're assuming, Mishnah's assuming that it is Asr, Be'achila, and then you derive from Achila, you can assume anything which is Asr Be'achila must be Asr Be'achila, which would obviously mitigate against both the precedent there that wouldn't be precedent and also wouldn't apply here. But the other way to go, and Rashi, this is how the Bnei Yeshua explains it, and it does seem like the Gra actually seems to pass it like this.
Isn't Rashi the opposite?
Rashi on Membeis Amal, Veil Orban, what does it mean? Alein Bevayir Ali Matzah. The Tosafot there says, that the Pesach Kuntra said this is the case, Bevayir Ali Matzah. The Veinir Ali Benetan, the Masha, the Chol, Hanach, Marbina, Mikol, Machmens, Lo Sochelu, Afilu Bechilu Lo Havim Mechayiv, Ilav Zerud Bi, the Rav Yikra. And Hecha Tesi, Bevayir Ali Matzah. Right? So, Rashi, the point could be, there's a suffix, and maybe it's only because of a special limud regarding Achila, but regarding Bayer Bayi Matzeh, there is no something. So ultimately, the question regarding Chametz Nukshe is also how do we pass it, in fact, if it's Usr, on what basis? But there are those who believe that the Machlokes Rishonim, but if you assume that, let's say, it's only Usr Midei Rabbanan, or some do, and actually there's some suffix in Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim are clear that they think it's only Rabbanan. What about Bayer Bayi Matzeh? So the Gra, actually, if I remember correctly now, I do have it here. The Gra, you can even die from the Gra, that he thinks that Lathia Ramam, you that it's Usher Midrabanam, but you Achila, but you violate Minatorah, the Bayer Bayi Matzeh. How does it get there? Because Ramam says, in the, I gave you guys the Makoros for it, in the cases where he lists Chametz Nukshe, so Ramam says that you're not trying to get rid of them because, given that Ein Suras Chametz Lehem. So the Gra thinks that that's just the fact that Ant Sura is coming to lane is not true by definition of Chametz Nukshe. That wouldn't be a definitional point. It happens to be in some cases, in those cases that there are mentioned, Ant Sura is coming to lane. But then you can medaye, sounds like the Gra is medaye, that if that's true, that it's only because Ant comes, so then what if I have Chametz Nukshe? Oh no, if it's true that the Ram is saying only because Ant Sura is coming to lane, so what if I have Chametz Nukshe, Shigesh Lo Sura is coming? Apparently, you do buy the buyer every month. Right? So the Gra, Tevin Bays, sounds like he's saying it. And he says, Mashadima, Magmishan La'Achila, the issue of a buyer by Yimatse La'Achila, there are many who felt whatever Shuvahil is true for buyer by Yimatse, that if something's lesser than one, it's lesser than the other. There's a Mashadima, Magmishan La'Achila, Rambam Lotzvir La'Kain. Right, so basically this is the Pnei Yeshua's reading of Rashi, that Bayer Bayi Matzeh is secure, you're over, and the question is, what about Achila? So, L'gabe Nukshe L'Halacha, if you paskin that Achila is only near Rabbanan, so what about Eilu Overin? So, the Gra doesn't die from the fact that Rambam just says that Bayer Bayi Matzeh, that you're not violating, because the Insuros come into land, whether or not the Rambam interpreted it, you have to look at the Perush Mishnah, that Eilu Overin meant Bayer Bayi Matzeh, but either way, he actually paskin. Oh, he did, now I remember. Rambam Perush Mishnah does say Eilor means Bayer Bayi Matzeh. But even in the Mishnah Torah, the Gra Tzedakah here, that he held that you do violate Bayer Bayi Matzeh Chametz Nukshe, but the Rambam paskin that it was no Isidoraisa. He says, Tufman Gimel Sefez. The Gra in Tufnun Gimel Beis says, "Lo mishum de pasak to Rabbi Elazar sha'arei pasak sham de af al nukshe de bayirah So in other words, basically the Gemara is saying, don't say the Rambam didn't held that it was Asur D'oraisa Bechila. It's not. He held it was Mutar, but there's no Asur D'oraisa Bechila. Ella, right, because there's no lav. This is about Chametz Nuksha. Torah B'Chametz, the Rambam does have a separate lav. But Nuksha, the Rambam seems to, so argues the Gemara, seems to think that he paskins that it's Derabana. But nonetheless, I'm making this diuk, right? Which, again, if you just look at the Perush Mishnah Rambam, it's clear that he held that at least in Perush Mishnah. But I'm making the diuk even in where he doesn't say explicitly. But I grew up making a diuk in the Rambam, and it says that these cases which are chametz nukshe, there you don't violate by your body matzah because ain tzuras chametz aleihem. That if there were tzuras chametz, you would violate. The isali sure rak beachila ino over. And here's the point I'm getting to. Kevan. Legabe tarobis came in after lechol b'chtei achilas pras. That being in over, that's the tarobis case. V'chein nukshe the bad ladaito ha'ochlo came in the ain roi lachila, which has a bekutach. So he says in shemsh ain roi lachila. He gives you the reason there. But the Pnei Yeshua is explicit that the reason he's projecting for Rashi this would be so is because it's just an issue of ain derech lachila b'chach. It's shaloki derech achila. That the only reason there's no isra achila, or the isra achila is tenuous, is because there's a halakha of shaloki derech achila. But that halakha does not touch, this is the point I was making, that halakha does not touch the issue of fire by matzeh, of biur, right? Because it's just, it's a din chametz, there's no din bechetzah here that it's been excluded. What you have is simply the fact that this act of achila is not violent. So that yisod, that is exactly what I'm saying. We could project for Rashi, let's say legabe chametz nifsal, that it's mutar lechol benifsal meachilas adam. That's because shalok derech achila, right? Shalok derech achila, but that leaves in place all the other dinim nisur. This is essentially saying, just to circle back for a second, what we'd be saying is nevelah she'ein rila ger is not going to be mutar lechametz Hanifsal, either because it's never matir ma'achal shenifsal, like we said the Raga probably holds, or even if it in general is matir ma'achal shenifsal, chametz is an exception because roi lechamei ba isus acheros. That's why there's no hafkas at iser mishum nevela shein rilager. But if you remember, we actually just yesterday, I mean, I mentioned, you know, the Bina David and the Ron, they still have to answer the question, what about shaloki derech achila? So, right, this first explanation here of the chiluk is to say that the Mechalkim say, Nachinami, that's a good point. That this explains why there's no Hafkas Chametz Mitam Nevela She'inu Rilager. It does not explain how it can still be Usher in the face of the fact that it's Shaloki Derech Achila. And the answer is Nachinami. That's exactly why it's not Usher, it's Mutter. That's the Shita's Mechal. You know, basically accepting, you know, what we started with yesterday, which is, you know, the Mekor Chaim makes the point explicit, that Rabbi Nedavid and Ron have not addressed the question of the Isra Achila, how it can obtain despite the factor of Shaloki Derech. That Shaloki Derech still seems to be a reason to be matir. So we discussed it yesterday, but maybe this is exactly the basis for the Mechalkin, that, yeah, Shaloki Derech Hanah is applicable, and it does matir the Achila. That's Rashi. That's why I'm saying that this is mutter the Achila, even though I know that the Gemara later on Daf Mem Hamav Beis says that it's Chayavis Bibior and presumably over by Rabbi Matzah. That's the simplest way to explain it. The alternative, and I think maybe you can already argue the Gra's language, maybe die from the Gra, the alternative is to say that we can argue this even if the basis for the Heter, even if we're Matir Lachila based on Nevela She'en Ru'u Lager. One other point. This, the assumption that one would be making here on position 3, explanation number 1, that it's because the halacha of Shaloki Derech Hanah does apply, right? Shaloki Derech Achila does apply, and it's matir. But our Gemara speaks specifically not just of Achila, but also of Hanah. What would be assuming then?
separate.
No, what would be assuming, if applying it here and saying this is the reason why we have what we have in Gemara here, we'd be assuming that Shaloka Dera Hana, Shaloka Dera Achila, is in the case of Yisurei, Hana is makir not only Achila, but also Hana. That's a question that who raises? It's one of the cases. Always, when somebody raises a classic topic, it's more likely than not to be this person. That's the classic topic of the. In this case, I give it on the verse. The Mishnah has that exact topic. He's not sure when we say that Shaloki Derech Achila is mutter. Does that mean that that in the case of Yisur Hana, the Hana from that thing is also mutter? And the argument to say it wouldn't is because it may be Shaloki Derech Achila, but you're still being nana from it. But Hana still should be asur because it's Lavdaka that you know you may not be able to eat at this point this item in a way that would be over Mishum Achila, but maybe that shouldn't impact Hana. That's a separate question to be analyzed. I think we actually even mentioned it. We'll come back to it when we get to the Chavdala. We actually even mentioned it about, you know, in the context of Rambam, you know, the issue of the relationship between Achila and Hana and the Nukuda and Nifla. But the point is that to say that this is the basis for Rashi here, we'd have to be assuming that it's Madir Bahana, because Gemara says it's Madir Bahana, and therefore we're committed to, this is the explanation for it, to assuming that this would be Madir Bahana, which is a Sefik. Okay. But it is also possible, I believe, to explain the Chiluk without reference to Shaloka Derech, but rather even just by resorting to the assumption that the Matir here for the Achila was Nevi'el Shri in a Rebila Ger. That's why it's mutter, but nonetheless, it still does not undermine and erase the Suri Bayer by Matzah and Chiyah Biur if we take a particular perspective on that. And that's exactly what we just discussed. The question we mentioned, you know, there's a question of how to understand it, the Heter Mishum Nevela She'en Ruy Ligair. Is it because what we're saying is it's Mafkiyah, there's no Shem Ochel? Right? Aparba Alma, we knew about Sukhamei Karmi Svara. When it came to Nevela Shenisrachel, let's say, so we didn't know that until the Pasuk told us, but what the Pasuk told us was that it's Aparba Alma. Well, if that's true, so then obviously, once you've accepted that principle applies here, then you have to come to the conclusion that it's Mutilut Ligamri, it's not Chamei Sin. And then you'd have to again couple, right? You have to come to Shita number one. You'd have to couple the Rashi with the Ra'ah, about the Sugya later on. But the alternative way to take it is, as we said, that it's a separate halacha. There's one din, you know, there's one qualification to be usur b'achila, which is that you need to be an ochel. But the Torah is saying it's not just that you need to be ochel, you also need to be ru'uya. Now, if that's the case, that the chetza she'ena ru'uya is not subject to Israfila, it's possible to say, you know what, that's dafka be Israfila. It doesn't mean that it's not an ochel, and maybe that would be limited to Israfila in the case where you have other halachos governing the ochel. You know, you have bar yerba matzah and biur, in the case of Chametz, as we have, that the heter of Nevela she'en ruy ligair would not impact that. It would actually, even if we apply it, still leave in place the Israfila. By Rabbi Matzah, because it's been mufka b'chetza, not mitaras ochel, but just mitaras, you know, isurei achila. That hafka b'chetza may not actually impact at all other halachas. That's a dicier proposition than the din of the ma'isa achila, which clearly doesn't even touch upon the chavetz b'chal. This does, you know, it's a din b'chetza that it's in ruy l'achila, but you might say, but it doesn't touch the critical point for by Rabbi Matzah and Biur, which is, you know, just that it has a shame ochel, it's shame from it. It's still, that's still intact, and then that wouldn't necessarily touch that. That's what I think you find in the Gruz. This is, you know, the Gruz language is not the Pnei Yeshua's language. Again, they're explaining essentially the same position about Chametz Snuksha, that there's no Isser Min HaTorah, that there's Mutter B'Achila, but it's Asser Min HaTorah B'Bai Lai Matzeh, whereas the Pnei Yeshua speaks specifically of Shaloka Derech, the Gruz language that I just read to you, was, right, the Isilu Yisure, Rak Bechila, Eno Over, the Butla Daito, this is Minuksha, the Butla Daito, this is the Gra, and Simon Tufnun Gimel, Sipes at the end, the Butla Daito, Ha'ochlo, Kevin, the Eno Roi, La'achila. He's using the language of Eno Roi, La'achila, not the language of the Heter Mishum, Shalki Dara. Okay. So, that's the Shita. So Akka, now we've got under our belt, right? We're just, again, plowing through this topic here. So we got under our belt the Shitas HaMatir and the Gamri of Nifsal L'Achilas Adam. He had the shita of the Osram Nagamri, and now he has the shita, he suggested maybe Rasha here, that would be Mechalik. The other, the last shita, would be the opposite opinion, would be, let's say, what we might say for the Ra'ah, right? The Ra'ah held on Memheim based, cited by the Ritva, that Eino Chai Zavair, Mishinisla Lechol Adam. That's not what Sugi means when it says Minisra'efis Mechaneh, yeah? It doesn't mean he has to be Mechaneh. What does he say, though, about the Sugi on Chabalot? Would he disagree with the Rav Yisharim regarding the Sugi on Chabalot and think that it would be Mitzvah Hana? So maybe not. Maybe he would say, it's Aser Bahana, Ube Achiva, but it ain't a Chai Zavair. And I gave you, right, the precedent for that is Rabinatam. That's Rabinatam's precedent for, for Nukshek or Tarobis potentially also. That there's an Isser Achila, so Isser Achila is true, but it's Mudr Bayer by Matzah, right? Like we saw already here in Tosfos with Kutas, that was Shita's Rabinatam regarding Nukshed and possibly Tarovas Tamitz. That is a Shita which requires its own analysis of how that can end up. How do you justify and explain that it would be something which is Isser Achila but not over Bayer by Matzah? So the truth is, That requires analysis that takes us far afield, but it's a question that emerges for Rabbi Tam. Meaning, it's not just a supposition on our part. That model clearly exists regarding Nuksha. That Rabbi Tam held that this is halacha, that it's aser b'achila, but it's still mutar by Rabbi Matzei and there's no chiyuv biur. What the basis for that would be? It doesn't seem like we can easily go to the principles that we've seen to explain it, because all the principles we've seen would, if anything, apply first and foremost to Achila, L'chora. Yeah. So, Ochaz on the Moed, in terms of just analyzing the position, but at least it's reducible to what we already know for a fact, you find in Ravina Tam that actually is bad notion. Now, just the last point to make is that we've conducted this analysis here with reference to the precedence of Nuksha, but the question still remains whether or not we ought to be more closely examining that. Maybe it's not just precedent, maybe it's Hainoha. Chametz Nuksha, and here the question basically becomes the relationship between Chametz Nuksha and Chametz Nifsal. And the reason that's the question is because Chametz Nuksha, so several Shonen speak about just what is Chametz Nuksha. The truth is that the Gemara just lists examples, the Mishnah just lists examples, the Gemara calls it Nuksha, it never really says what does it mean. But Rashi explains, what does Rashi say? This is the general assumption in Rishonim. There's some that disagree, but the general assumption in Rishonim is.
Chametz Nuksha, you said before?
What did I say?
Chametz Nuksha is Mutar B'Achila
and Maskil. No, not what is the halacha of it, just what is Chametz Nuksha?
Underdeveloped.
Okay, so that's one opinion, is that it's underdeveloped chimutz. That's some Rishonim say that. But that's not Rashi. What did Rashi say? What did you say? He doesn't say that. That would be already like, that. No, not Nisal Mitzvah. No. That would be Mutter. There's no Shalom with that.
Okay.
Yeah. There's Enel Ra'u Yelachilu. It can't be Shalom. It must be Adam. Rashi on Nen Gimel. About Nukshahu, the Enel Ra'u Yelachilu. Nuksha is chametz that isn't roiled achila.
Chametz nuksha is like when it's like that gray area when it's over 18 minutes and like that isn't that chametz nuksha when you cook it for more than 18 minutes.
And then it could be if you assume that. I mean, you're giving me a case. Now, if the standard of nuksha is that it's roiled achila,
isn't like my focus when it's like cracked or not, like right here and there,
it's cracked.
Like how when does it get the status of chametz nuksha when it doesn't get the status? When it's like
right. That is the question: is what is the principle? I mean, what is it that we're arguing? Is like such having, a case qualifies.
I'm just having a hard understanding of like what does it Rashi mean? You know, roiled achila. Like, is it not because it's chametz, or like actually it's not considered food really? Not considered
okay. He just says ino roiled achila. Doesn't say it's not okay. It's ino roiled achila. It's chametz that is in roiled achila. It can't be that it's not bechlal. It's like, let's say not ma'afal behema.
Yeah.
Because that would not be the halacha. There's no question. What is it then? I mean
that's what
Rashi just says it's rav in roiled achila. It can't be that it's not roiled achila. Kelag must be it's in roiled achila other.
Which is not fitting for us to eat. Like
it's not. It's not a say which is really roiled achila. That's all Rashi says.
Okay. I just don't know what that means. He's like, I always thought this chametz was exactly as we said before. It's that for over 18 minutes, but like it's not real chametz, like real chametz.
That maybe what's important about it, if you think that the only
is, when I,
is that it's not in a chimutz of gomer, but if you think that the Rashi thinks, which is that in a roi lachila, then the point is that whatever would be chametz kosher would be in a roi lachila.
So,
it's an issue. The other opinion, which I recall hearing Ravosky say this, I just don't remember where he mentioned that the Gra held that it was roi lachila, but not only lachila. It was a different idea.
What does that mean?
That's more of a general point that you can have something which is roi, but not omi lekach. If it's not intended or primary use or something which is able to be eaten, but not really the primary purpose and objective. That haluk is important for issues of actually consulting. It could be where the things could be. That's where you need machshava. Right, there are certain cases of ochel where you don't need much of a call. Just objectively speaking, it doesn't matter what you want to do with this thing. It's just food, and there are things which are not makabotumah, and it doesn't matter how much you think about it, you want to eat it. And there's a middle category that requires machshava. So the simplest way to explain that is those are things which are roi lachila, but are not omi lachila, and therefore it matters for a person to be miyayed the machshava so lachila. But either way. If you take it that it's in a roi lachila, then you really just this is I'm not going to go into this now. I'm just giving it as a general point that you want to then check the two dinim to see if it's just in a roi lachila, right? So then we should maybe assume that, you know what, instead of just talking about precedence, we should just say that's the same. We're talking the same category, the same din of something which is in a roi lachila. Chametz shenifsal for the pesach is one way. Chametz nukshe is another. But these are the same halachos. It's possible that you can get away with that because we've seen actually even a range of opinions on both of them about Aser Mutter, etc., and different dinim. So it could be that the stars align and you find that basically, yeah, these are the same, they actually do align, but it's not obvious that'll work. This is an example. If you assume, which I've not seen that Lashitas HaOstrim, the Chametz Nisam HaKhilas Adam, it has the total din Chametz, even Lagabe Karis, you assume that. Then it doesn't work, or then it's not aligned, because we know for a fact that at least some switch is not, even if you think it's over Balav or Lokalav, you're not going to be Chayav Karis. But other than that, it can align. If it doesn't align, the question then becomes, is that a problem? So, if it doesn't align, if they're misaligned, I'm just going to say it out, outside, I guess the strategy you would say are one of three. It could be you would say that the reason they're not aligned, the reason the dinim are different, and this would work only in one direction, if you take that the dinim are different in one direction. The explanation could be that chametz nifsal is negating nisrach, meaning the din of chametz nifsal is so because it's nisrach, whereas srucha meikara would be different. And chametz nukshe is meikara, sorot meikara. That's not obvious. I mean, we did discuss that maybe, let's say, tzor is probably also present for inaroi meikara, that would take care of both. But it's at least possible in theory to say, you know what, everything we've said about the Isra, Chametz Nisam, and Achal Adam, that's only true because it's Nisra. But if Lu Yitzuri were to say it's Srucha Meikara, then it would have a different din. So it's possible to then say that's the chiluk between Nukshe and Nifsno and Achilas Kelab. Who says that? I don't know if I actually asked you guys to look at it, but Al Tar and Shulchan Aruch, the first thing he says about it, Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, he's bothered by the comparison between the two cases of Nifsal Ma'achila Kodin Pesach and Chametz Nukshe, and he's working with the assumption of this most shonen that Chametz Nifsal Ma'achila Kodin Pesach is Aser Ba'achila, but now you find that Nukshe is all right. It's not so, and it doesn't work. In other words, the alignment doesn't work. So he says one answer he gives to that is that. The chametz nukshe hainu. This is just his introduction to the topic. The chametz nukshe hainu she'enu chametz gamor. That's the opinion, right? That's the opinion that you mentioned, right? The chimutzo enu gamor. So that's the opinion of some rishonim and also Aryeh. But it's v'rash v'ran pirshu chametz rash enu roi la'achila. But tzarech lomar, if you say that this is, so he already hints what another possible strategy could be to explain the misalignments. But he says, but if you take the position that it is enu roi la'achila. Tzarech lomar de me'olam lo ha'yer roi lachilas is in Siman Tifkan Aleph. because we assume it's there's no Isser D'oraisa or there's no Isser Lav of Nukshah, but on the other hand, on Nifsal Me'achilas Adam Kodem Pesach, we say that there is an Isser D'oraisa. It says, Tzarech Lomar, Dimei Olam Lo Haya Ra'i La'achila, Dimei Haya Chametz Gamor Ra'i La'achila Asura, Achi Yipasal Me'le'el Cholo Kelev, Kimoshe Kasanu Simen Bez. Tzalof Bez. Right? So that's one strategy, right, to say that that the din of Chametz Nukshah is different than this din of, you know, our topic of Chametz Nifsal, because Chametz Nukshah is has the equivalent din of Srucha Me'ikar. And that's a separate halacha. None of that is obvious. First of all, it's not obvious that there should be a distinction if it's Srucha Me'ikar or not. In fact, we might say, we argue that maybe Chametz Nifsal Chametz Nifsal is actually also Srucha Me'ikar. So one is you're assuming that that's not so, but then two, you're assuming that's what Chametz Nukshah is. And it's quite clear, Magen Avraham makes no bones about it. He's only saying that be'achreyach because he wants to be machal. Now, Zenefinami, you didn't know that necessarily, that Chametz Nukshah wasn't something that was raw and became Nukshah. It had to be Nukshah made lechatchila. Why do you assume that? Because otherwise you have a problem here with the misalignment of the dinim. Because if it's not that, then it should be the din of Chametz Nusol Pesach, which we pass on like Rabbi Shonim. That would be one strategy. The other strategy would be to say that perhaps Nukshah isn't just in a royal field. And that's his first inclination, Magen Avraham, is to just assume that it is something else. It's Anfi Mutzah Gamar. Or let's say it's Ra'ay, but in an Omen. So it's just a separate idea. Or what the Magen Avraham says himself here, and I don't know why this wasn't his first point. And it says, then he says afterwards, the hakas of Aran, the Gazrin and Dilma, I guess that wouldn't be a reason to be more makel. Yeah, okay, so that wouldn't be a reason to be more makel by Chametz Nukshah. Because if it's royal achilah ksas, then how is it better if not for the super makar point, right? That's, so you have to define differently Chametz Nukshah. So that's, again, not, I don't want to go through whether or not it can work out. I think it is possible that it can work out, that it'll be the same halacha. As we mentioned, we have precedence for certain shittas. We look to Nukshah as precedence for certain shittas in Nukshah. But if you don't have it, so either you're going to say that the answer lies in the fact that Nukshah is actually shouldn't be mentioned in the context of the topic of Ein Ra'ay L'Achila B'Chametz, because it's not right, just Chametz Ein Ra'ay L'Achila, something else. Or you're going to say that it's Ein Ra'ay L'Achila, but it's a different category of Ein Ra'ay L'Achila, and that category has a separate halacha, that's Zeruf Meikara, which is the other Meikara answer, okay? So, Olko Zolomit, I'm not going to go into further analysis now, just to know that that's a further thing to look at, the context of the topic, of Ein Ra'ay L'Achila Adam B'Chametz, okay?